Podcast Dojo, episode number 17. Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Welcome to Podcast Dojo. This is the show that each week inspires those wanting to start a podcast to find their passion and start recording, coach those recording to master their niche, and to cheer the podcast community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and I want to personally thank you for stopping by and listening. If you would like to be a part of the show, please send an email to brian@podcastdojo.com. That's Brian with a Y. I know last episode I had actually said that I was going to do with had the I going. I thought I did, but apparently I did not. It must have been an error between the seat and the keyboard because it didn't ever get put together. Was on there, got it typed out. Apparently it didn't hit save or whatever because it just wasn't there. Or if you'd like, you can also give us an email by going to dialing 530-763-2789. And if you happen to go to Podcast Dojo and podcastdojo.com, let me get that straight, podcastdojo.com/017, you'd be able to get to the show notes of this show. And also at podcastdojo.com over on the right-hand side, if you'd like to be able to get updates to the show, updates to the back end of what's happening with Podcast Dojo, you're more than welcome to, and I would encourage you to actually go to over on the right-hand side of podcastdojo.com, and you'll see a big long red button. Click that, fill out the information and join our mailing list. So, anyhow, enough yabbering the cordial hey, how you doings. Let's go ahead and let's get started because we have got a lot to talk about because one, I missed last week, but two, got the promised personal branding episode that we want to jump into and get taken care of. Now, first of all, want to go ahead and say that I thank y'all very much for sticking with me. I know I missed last week and week before, kind of missed 2 weeks in a row there. Lots of things going on, not even just work, but some other things going on. But thank you very much for listening. And those of you who are just now picking up and listening, not realizing that I missed a couple of weeks. Well, I did. It happens from time to time. Sometimes you're just not able to actually do a show when you want to, or if you're wanting to do a show, it just doesn't pan out. So, but anyhow, this week, really wanting to sit down and talk about your personal brand. Now, a lot of people talk about, well, why is a personal brand important? Why should I worry about personal brand? I'm a carefree, easygoing guy. So why do I need to worry about my personal brand? Well, if you're doing depending on what your show is, what your podcast actually is, really depends on how important that personal brand really is for you. And it's also up to you. How important do you want your personal brand to be to you, to the message that you're trying to put out? That personal brand may be very important. Then again, it may not be important at all. It may just be, you know, well, I'm a slob and that's what I put out. I like being the slob. Well, okay. Then you get to be known as the slob. Or you may go off and decide that you want to have, or you may be someone who goes the opposite direction and go completely very highly guarded and protective of your personal brand. Slowly, and you very meticulously and put out only the stuff that you want your personal brand to be. The personal brands are what you're perceived to be as. And this isn't just what your personality is like. Your personality goes into what a personal brand is, but there's also your website and your logo and your cover art and all this other stuff and that combines into representing what your show is or who you are. And specifically speaking, because a lot of times you are your show. So do you need a personal brand? Here at Podcast Dojo, yeah, I am of the mindset that yes, you want to have a personal brand and you want to be aware of what your personal brand is, because whether you care to care about your personal brand or not actually doesn't matter, because you're going to have people perceive you, and your personal brand is going to be whatever it is you put out, whether it is I really don't care or I overly care or somewhere, like most people, somewhere in between. You're going to be kind of protective of your reputation, which is again your personal brand. Your reputation ties into that personal brand that you're wanting to guard. Now, a lot of people have, especially when they're starting out, they really don't know what their personal brand is. I mean, I started that way with the Hayseed Report, which is a great example, because that gives me a chance to bring in my good friend Dave Jackson, because I actually had Dave Jackson has a site called and a podcast called Podcast Review Show, and what you do is you throw a little bit of money his way to just kind of help out with the fees and a little way for him to be able to support his podcasting habit. And he goes through, listens to your show, and gives you an honest, fair opinion as to what he thinks needs to be improved or not. And personal brand wise, I really hadn't thought about it up until the point that Dave started looking at it, because I went through and I was trying to be, you know, kind of smart, be a bit of a smart butt. And I wanted thought I was being witty and all that other stuff. And you usually think about that until you have somebody else come along and read your site out loud. And all of a sudden, you realize, wow, that sounds really, really bad. That's not what I want to put out as an image. That's not how I want to be perceived. And so, because Dave did the review on my show, The Hayseed Report, He actually indirectly went through and raised the flag of, hey, dude, you've got a personal reputation or a personal brand that is this. And that's not what I wanted. I didn't want to be be that angle. And so I went through and heavily edited, changed out a lot of stuff on who Podcast Dojo or Podcast Dojo Hayseed Report was. And if you'd like to listen to some of the old episodes, actually, Podcast Dojo is fixing. Hey, this is the problem when you have too many shows. You can't get the right one out. Hayseed Report, you can go to hayseedreport.com and be able to see the different, listen to some of the back episodes. It is a, I will let you know, it is a political podcast, just because it was what I, at the moment, I really was liked talking about, and I still like to talk politics, but it's just not what I wanted. It was starting to affect me in other ways, and I really didn't like the way that it was affecting me, and so I had to change things a bit and get things swapped around a hair. And so we're actually, it's getting retooled, and I'm really fixing to have fun and going ahead and reopen the Hayseed Report gates again and start having some fun with it once more, because it's fun, but it was getting a little too serious for me also. So we're going to swap stuff around. Not that it's not going to be a comedy side by any stretch of the imagination. It's not going to be a respin of the Hee Haw or anything, but still, that actually has nothing to do with here or there, but it's ties in with, you know, the personal brand. Dave helped me understand personal branding. And because he helped me with that, I was able to then turn around, get stuff changed, and I have a little bit different image that I want to put out for that show. Now, your show will each have its own little, well, lack of a better word, personality. You have, each one has its own different personality. Here is more informative. Finding Brian is more of a egocentric site, because, well, it, or show, because it is literally all about me. It's all about me. It's all about my, anyhow. And then there's also, you know, the Hayseed Report, which is a little bit different in its style and its personality. All three are the same guy, but all three have their own ambiance or personality about them. So why do you want to worry about your image? Well, let's use Podcast Dojo and Hayseed Report as great examples, because as I said, Hayseed Report is a political commentary show. Now, the problem with that is that not everybody agrees with my views. There are conservatives who think that I'm just off my rocker. There are liberals who think I'm completely off my rocker. There are libertarians who think that I'm completely off my rocker. Everybody thinks I'm completely off my rocker at some form, fashion, or another. And that's okay. That's cool. That's all right. That's what the fun part of politics is, to have that discussion. But at the same time, I really don't want to have politics mixed in with Podcast Dojo, because yeah, I may be a conservative in my political views. I don't want that to truly mix in with Podcast Dojo, because that's my political views has nothing to do with that show, with Podcast Dojo. It has nothing to do. But there are going to be people who see that, hey, this is a conservative. I'm not going to help him. He's evil. And the same as, you know, there's people who think that about me. And then I've had the same issue. I've made choices that were politically based. I mean, I've yet to buy any more Dixie Chick albums since their big kerfuffle. But that is, and so people do make their choices, but to keep that, and so you don't want to have your messages, if you're doing multiple, or if you happen to have very strong views, there's times you don't want to have overlap. And so you want to really kind of protect your view or the message that whichever show you deem important at the moment, you don't want it to bleed over into the other channels. And one of the issues that I typically run into is like on Google Plus, because Google Plus ties into Google authorship. Okay. So I use Google Plus as a means to, is just kind of my general social network posting. It's not, if it's not anything, if it's non-political, I mean, I'll still throw some political stuff into the Google Plus deal, but at the same time, I try to keep the majority of the political stuff out of the Google Plus stream, just because if someone sees Brian Goodwin associated with Podcast Dojo and they are curious as to who this Brian Goodwin is, they go to the Brian Goodwin, go to google.com/Brian Goodwin or plus Brian Goodwin. They see all the stuff that I throw out, and I try to keep it as centered around just a loose basis of topics that I find interesting. And so there's still a lot of podcast in there. There's a lot of this and a lot of that and a shake of these, but there's a little bit of politics lined in there, because that's, again, that is who I am, but I don't want it to be center stage. You go see CircleCast on Twitter, you're going to see politics all over the place. I mean, that is my main outlet, my relief valve for doing my political information. So, but through all that, you have to realize that you're going to be, your personality and your image is going to shine through. And so you want to make sure that you are as truthful as you can be. And another reason why you want to kind of protect and kind of maintain who you are is because even if you do a show that is scripted, and like Welcome to Night Vale, and you do some horrendously evil character, know that is going to bleed off onto your personal image. If you don't believe me, look at Allison Sweeney. If you don't know who that is, she plays, Sammy Brady on Days of Our Lives. Yes, I admit it. I hold my hand up. I surrender the man card. You watched soap operas for a while. I haven't now in several years, but there for a while I was pretty hooked into it and was always talking with my wife about what was going on. After Marlena became a serial killer, I just kind of lost all interest in it. But so that tells you about how long ago it was. That back in almost 8 years ago is the last time I really sat down and watched it. But Allison has a problem from time to time. She goes walking through an airport or walking down the street, and one of the fans of Days of Our Lives doesn't realize, will come up to her, and for whatever reason, if they're either A, just completely off the rocker, or they just get caught up in the emotion of, holy crud, that's Sammy, she has been known to get slapped out in public before, because there are people who just can't control themselves and, holy crud, that's Sammy, I've been wanting to slap her for years, and smack, and they actually haul off and whack her one. And so you have to, your public image gets rolled over onto who you are. So if people come up to you and you're used to doing your radio voice and you're all right and all, you really ham it up. You really crank it up to a level, and they come and say, hi, Brian. And all of a sudden you turn around and you go, hello, how are you? That change will actually affect people and will a lot of times actually turn them off. And so you want to be truthful as to who you are. Now, if you're doing characters, I mean, it's going to be kind of just how it's going to end up being. You're going to have those going, oh yeah, you're the snively guy who ties the women to the railroad tracks, you bad man. And so if you're doing a show where like this, where you're giving your opinion, you're talking out, you're using your own voice, use your own voice. Don't try to be the radio morning show. All right. Because one, I'm sure you've walked up to someone after hearing them, and no matter what you tell them, describe yourself, you do not look like the way you sound on the radio. There's been several times I've seen a radio personality, especially whenever I was in high school, and they actually had real radio DJs still back in the early 90s, late 80s. They still had radio DJs. You could call up to a radio station and say, yeah, I'd like to dedicate a song to my girlfriend. And they would say, all right, and this is out to girlfriend over in wherever. And you had a personality that was that radio personality. And I actually feel bad. My kids don't have the ability to hear the radio DJs because they are such an integral part to my growing up. Though I don't listen to much music now, I listen to more talk stuff because I'm more podcast. Actually, I listen to more podcasts than I do terrestrial radio, though I do still listen to terrestrial radio. I listen to a lot of talk radio, local talk radio, just so that I get a taste of what the local news is. But there's times when I got around the local radio DJ, you got to see them. They were out at Wonderland Park. If any of y'all from the Panhandle of Texas, you know what Wonderland is. It's a little amusement park that's in Amarillo. And so you would go out there. The Z93 was the big pop station whenever I was growing up. And you'd go out there and you would hear them talking and blah, and just going on and on about whatever they are talking about. And you turn around and say, hey, yeah, dude, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right. Jiminy, one, you see him and he's a lot shorter than he sounds is the first thing that jumps through your head. You expected him to be 8'12" and just this megalithic human being. And he, you know, he ends up being 5'6" and has a crew cut, and you're just, wow, just that whole shock. And then he talks to you in a regular voice, and you can actually watch people as when they first talk to him, try to match his voice up, and you had to let him talk for a little bit because all of a sudden certain phrases that he would make, some of his key phrases would creep in, and all of a sudden it would sync up. And his cadence would all of a sudden match up, and all of a sudden, okay, yeah, that is the same guy. But at first it doesn't register. But if you talk to on your show the same way as you talk out in reality and in the real world, people come once they first get the chance to actually meet you in person. One of their first comments is, "Wow, he's really authentic. He's really real, really even." And so that's that personal branding, that reputation that comes creeping in, and that personal audio branding. There's personal audio branding. There's visual audio branding. And the visual audio branding is your website. For one, that's one of the first things a person will ever see that is tied to you, especially with audio podcasts, because you're not going to see a person. Yeah, you may put your picture. Some people like to put their picture up on their cover art and go from there. And it works. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. I would rather try to bend the cover art to represent the show more than to actually represent me. But that, again, that's just my personal view. But then you take the Eventual Millionaire, and you see, when you look at the cover art of Eventual Millionaire, you see Jamie Tardy, and a picture of her is actually what you see, with the word Eventual Millionaire over it. And that is because she has tied her image to her brand, the brand that she is creating. Now, that's her, not just her personal brand, but her company brand. And so there are reasons to tie yourself into it. I just have an ugly mug, so I try to avoid posting my picture up on my cover art, because I don't want people to run away going, "Holy crud. It's scary." Give them a chance to lull them in with my golden voice. And then as they get curious about Podcast Dojo, then they come over and then they see a picture of me and then go, "Oh my." At least the, you know. But now, what are ways? So you've decided, all right, I understand. We got to have a personal brand. We got to have, there's audio branding, visual branding, and all the different types of brands that you deal with. So how do you do this? Well, you can first and above all else, be real, be who you are, be the real person. When you're talking into the microphone, unless you're doing a Welcome to Night Vale where you've got a bunch of different characters talking, use your own voice. You come up to me and I'll be talking just like I am here. I'm not going to be completely, I'm not going to sound any different is what the best way to describe it. I'm not going to sound anywhere off as to how I talk on the podcast, on any of the podcasts, as opposed to how I talk in real life. Now, I may look different because I'm obviously, you could see what I look like by going to the different sites, Podcast Dojo, Hayseed Report, or Finding Brian, but my image, I don't really take as being as important. Now, if you go to Facebook or Instagram, and yeah, then there's pictures of me all over the place in different environments and stuff. But that is, again, I do realize that I have a public image, and I want to make sure that public image is visible, but it's not the most important thing of my overall brand. Those overall brands are the things that I really, really actually work more on. I want to have Podcast Dojo to be a very helpful site to view, be full of information. Someone comes by and wants to look at the best podcast app to download for an Android. I'm wanting to have that. Or for iOS, I want to have that review out there. The best mixer, those are hard to put in, but I'm still working. That's one of the things I aspire to be able to do. I want to be known for, hey, this is a good mixer for podcasting. This mixer is not. This mic will work, but this mic is better. The headphones are, you know, good if you want to listen to bass, but you can listen to these and have a truer sense of what you actually sound like. So be real and And on top of that, use your real voice. Then also sit down and take a look at your site. Now, you are going to be incredibly biased to your site. You're going to look at it and go, yeah, that's awesome. Normally. Now, some people, they are overly critical and they go, oh my God, that's the worst site I've ever seen. But understand that your view is one side of the coin. Best thing to do is to get a non-technical friend. Someone who just kind of, well, I go online, look at Facebook, and that's about all I do. Have them set them down, pull up your show, your website, and tell them, look at it and tell me what you think of this and hurt my feelings. See if you can hurt my feelings. And if you got a friend who likes to drink beer, then offer them, if you successfully hurt my feelings, I give you a six pack. You know, you can bribe them a little bit with, try to find what, have them find what's wrong. If someone non-technical can find something wrong, excellent. If they can't, even more excellent. But also ask them, you look at this site, what is it that jumps into your head? What is the message you think that website is trying to convey? And a lot of times they will give you a out of left field answer, something you weren't expecting. And it's, well, it was, what is a podcast? Oh, I have never explained what a podcast is, you know, and then you know that you can start building and working at doing whatever needs to be done to be able to help your site become closer to the image that you want to aspire to. The next thing you want to actually do is go to all the different social media sites. Now, when we talk about your brand, podcastdojo.com, Brian Goodwin, you know, whether it's your name or whether it's your username that you like to use, or it's your business name, what you really, really want to be able to do, really, I hate using really. I don't know why it's all of a sudden stuck in my head so much. But go to the different social media sites. Go to Google+ and sign up under your name. And make sure you get the plus vanity URL is what they call it. Plus Brian Goodwin for me. Or plus Podcast Dojo. Or plus this or plus that. And then go to Facebook, and you know, you get your vanity URL on Facebook. Make sure you get the vanity URL for your under the fan page. So it's facebook.com/your show. In my case, podcast dojo, or well, I haven't done podcast dojo's fan page as of yet, but Hayseed Report is another one. And then do Twitter, and then go to Gmail and get your podcastdojo@gmail.com or Brian Goodwin or your CircleCast, which is my common username. You can always find me under CircleCast, or go to, and then hit all the different email sites, and you're not going to get all of them covered. There's no way in the world you're going to get all of them covered. You're not going to get every single podcast dojo out there. Because there's someone who's seen it and has gone, oh, yeah, well, I go to this website all the time. I'll go ahead and I'll snag it. You want to try to get as many as you can. That way you are able to control your image a little bit more. It's all about that control, you know. It's that item that is important to your brand, your personal brand. It is the how people can find you. If they go to facebook.com/podcastdojo right now, they're not going to come to anything. But if they go to facebook.com/circlecast, they'll bring up my personal Facebook page. And if you friend me, just send a little message with it saying, hey, I'll listen to you on Podcast Dojo and I'll sign you up, because I'm a little on the picky side about Facebook. I've had too many people who are like, yeah, I'll sign up. And all of a sudden it's a spam site. So I try to stay away from that as much as possible. When it comes to people who I really don't know, but if they're fans of the show, I love having them join up. Now, along that same line, and this should have already been done, but some people, especially when you take the free route, don't get this. Get your domain. get your domain URL, podcastdojo.com. I've gotten that. Bam, that was the first thing. As soon as I thought of the name of the show, the first step I did, even before going out and trying to do a recording, I made sure that podcastdojo.com was not taken because I wanted to make sure my show had a domain. I wasn't going to have podcastdojo.com02 or something, you know, along those lines. And you want to make sure your domain is easy enough. Most people already know that they have to run all the letters together. So when you say podcastdojo.com, you no longer have to say all together one word. Used to be that way. They would be, you know, you'd be talking to your uncle and he would be first time on the internet and you'd tell him to go to Podcast Dojo and they'd go podcast space dojo dot dotcom. And there's spaces in between all of them. You're like, no, you're not going to pull anything up like with that. But some of y'all are going, yeah, been there. Wow. But most people these days are, they don't do that anymore. They know it's podcastdojo.com and the dot is the period and com is right next to it and there's no spaces. Most, word processing, spell checkers already know that if it's all together one word, there's a .com or .net or .org or .gov or .whatever, that it's a domain and to not check it. They still will sometimes, but not as often. You want to make sure that you hold that domain, whether you're going to use it right now or not. It's $12 a year. May go up to 15, but still, $15 a year. Holy smokes. I think I can give up 5 Starbucks coffees for out of a whole year's worth of drinking. Get that taken care of in the first 5 months. It's not that hard to hold on to a domain. It's at the most $15. There's no excuse as to why you shouldn't have one. Well, I don't have the money. You know what? You have the money. Just decide on whether or not you want to have that triple foam latte now, or if you want to delay that satisfaction to have something bigger a little later on. So be real. That's the key. That is actually the tip of the week is be real. There's no other way to put it. Be who you really are. To thine own self be true, as the saying goes. Be real. Enjoy making your personal brand and grasp the challenge of it actually, because once you accept and you start trying to work on that personal brand, you will find a lot of times your passion is tied into it. All of a sudden, you become known as Brian. Hey, it's that podcast guy who talks about politics all the time. Or they hear Podcast Dojo and they come up to you and go, hey, what is a good microphone to use? And so you want to make sure that you have your personal brand and that you're really who you are. Don't try to be Mr. Friendly. Hey, I'm all upbeat and all da, 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 da. And then when in real life, you're actually just a grumble butt. you're not going to be in a bad mood from time to time. Just don't be in a bad mood for 20 years. So find your personal brand. Find out who you are and decide, do you want to go ahead and nurture that or not? I recommend you do. I believe that you should have your personal brand and be nurturing it. Be defensive if someone comes along and tries to impersonate you. Reputation Defender. There's businesses now wrapped around your actual personal brand, protecting your personal brand. Reputation Defender, I think, is one. There are many, there's a whole industry of helping PR people. I mean, you've got public relations that's what they do. They help protect celebrity and businesses, personal brand, helps protect the brand. Well, we want to spin it this way. Now you can go with that, but know that a lot of times you're not going to be very true to yourself. And know that if you're going to try to put yourself out as a high moral person, it probably means you're going to end up having to put away the porn because you're not going to be viewed. You're going to be viewed as a fake and you're not being true to yourself. So be true to yourself. Be real. Be the person who you really are and work on that personal brand. It becomes a, a great Easter egg hunt is a good way to look at it, because you're all of a sudden going, hey, yeah, we can, I can help my brand out here. This is who I am on this. And you get to kind of, it almost is a pat on the back. You pat yourself on the back type of thing, but not always. So, but work on your personal brand, develop it, make sure your website is looks the way that you would, that would personify you, to have it to where it is, someone sees it and they go, well, that's Brian all over the place. So podcast news in the show, or in this week, actually is a good one, because it is about a guy who is fairly big in the podcast industry. Rob Greenlee. If you don't know who he is or was actually at the main guy in Microsoft who was the advocate for podcasts. If you shot an email to Rob Greenlee at Microsoft.com, that was his direct email. You could get him and then actually put all your information in that email, send it over to him. And guess what? He would take all that information, put it into the Zoom Marketplace's podcast directory, and you would be in there within a couple of days. Very shortly, this is what he did. He was an advocate. He would go out and talk to people about podcasting and how podcasting was doing at that specific time. Well, he is now fixing to join up with the company Podcast One. If you're not familiar with Podcast One, what it is, that site is actually a exclusive directory. It'd be a good way to look at it, because what they're doing is they're trying to make sure they get the big names advertising on podcasts to understand, hey, the podcasts are a viable medium to advertise on, and you don't want to do the lowball thing with it, because there's something different with a podcast. Podcast, as you know, and as I know, and as the rest of the podcasting community knows, you can get the most responsive people, audience in the world, with a podcast. And advertisers of like Coke and Mr. Clean and Pampers and, you know, all the other big names, Folgers, Corningware, you know, whatever it is, don't fully grasp the medium. They're going through on the old scale of television and radio. And they see, well, we've got to have this type of reach, and we've got to have this amount of audience members, and this and that and these and those. And all of a sudden they're like going, well, since it's so small, we're going to give you, you know, $50 per thousand. And instead of going through and so they lowball the offer and lowball it greatly. Now, granted, I understand their businesses, they got to try to go as low as possible. They got to try to save as much money as possible. But at the same time, podcasting and the audience that a podcast generates is a completely different in nature. Nothing like what they are used to, advertisers are used to messing with. Now, you've got people like Audible and the others that you're always hearing on podcasts. They have understood and they've gotten it. But you're getting other Podcast One actually aims at getting the Fords, the bigger names, see if they can get these people to actually start advertising by using a very selective hand-picked directory. Now, you can apply to be in the directory, but most of the time you're going to have to be a Mark Maron or Steve Austin is on Podcast One, and there's several big names, several celebrities that are with Podcast One, and rightfully so, because Podcast One was created by the same people who did Westwood One, which is the big nationwide radio syndication network, and so they're trying to bring radio prices to podcasting. And doing the same thing as what Todd Cochran does in with Raw Voice, helps to educate the advertisers to go, really, you're going for 50 cents per thousand's not going to cut it. That's not the way it works with podcasting. And so, Rob, if you happen to be listening, I want to say good job. Congratulations for being now being the chief technology officer for Podcast One. Your hard work for the, in the past 10 years has been quite rewarding, and I'm thankful for your work that you've been doing in the podcasting community. So if you see him online, tell him thank you. Reach out your virtual hand and shake his virtual hand. So folks, all right, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to wrap the show up. I want to thank you very much for listening. If you happen to be just have decided you're wanting to start a podcast, you've got your name, you went off, you got your directory, or you got your directory, got your URL, you started your personal branding, run over to Site 5. You can go to podcastdojo.com/site5 and then shoot me an email letting me know what the name of the brain just blanked out anyhow. So anyhow, let me know if you what the site is, your domain, and I will mention it here and we'll link to it and we'll see what about getting you a little bit of extra love over to your site and give you a little description as to what the site is about. That way maybe some people from here will be able to find you and be able to get over to your site and help your audience grow also. If you want to be a part of the show, send me an email, Brian, either way, with a Y or an I, .com, B-R-Y-A-N, .com, at podcastdojo.com, or you can leave a voicemail, 530-763-2789, and if you could, go to podcastdojo.com/love, and from there, you'll be given a pre-populated tweet. If you would send that out for everybody to see, that would be greatly appreciated. If you are on iTunes, if you could go to podcastdojo.com/review, give us a few, however many stars you think we're worth, and leave a review that lets me know how we're doing. I would be greatly appreciative of that. And then also, you awesome folks over at Stitcher, I'm not about to forget y'all. If you go to podcastdojo.com/Stitcher, that'll take you to our Stitcher page, and you will be able to then join up and give us a thumbs up if you happen to like us, and then also however it is they go off and leave a review, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review for us. You can also follow Podcast Dojo on all the different social media sites by going to podcastdojo.com, and you'll see over on the right hand side the follow us, connect with us, and through Google Plus and Twitter and all the other ways. So, folks, I want to say again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Till then, bye.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network. Hey Rolling Podcast.